A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham at the oak of Mamre, while he was sitting by the entrance of the tent during the hottest part of the day. He looked up, and there he saw three men standing near him. As soon as he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to meet them and bowed to the ground. "My Lord," he said, "I beg you, if I find favor with you, kindly do not pass your servant by. A little water shall be brought. You shall wash your feet and lie down under the tree. Let me fetch a little bread, and you shall refresh yourselves before going further. That is why you have come in your servant's direction." They replied, "Do as you say." Abraham hastened to the tent to find Sarah. "Hurry," he said, "knead three bushels of flour and make loaves." Then, running to the cattle, Abraham took a fine and tender calf and gave it to the servant, who hurried to prepare it. Then, taking cream, milk, and the calf he had prepared, he laid all before them, and they ate, while he remained standing near them under the tree. "Where is your wife, Sarah?" they asked him. "She's in the tent," he replied. Then his guests said, "I shall visit you again next year without fail, and your wife will then have a son." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The just will live in the presence of the Lord. The just will live in the presence of the Lord. Lord, who shall dwell on your holy mountain? Who walks without fault? He who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart. He who does not slander with his tongue. The just will live in the presence of the Lord. He who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no stone on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. The just will live in the presence of the Lord. He who keeps his pledge who I convey, who makes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. A just will live in the presence of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. "It makes me happy to suffer for you, as I am suffering now in my body, to do what I can to make all that is still to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church. I became the servant of the church when God made me responsible for delivering God's message to you, the message which was a mystery hidden for generations and centuries and has now been revealed to his saints. It was God's purpose to reveal it to them and show all the rich glory of this mystery to pagans. The mystery is Christ among you, your hope of glory. This is the Christ we proclaim. This is the wisdom in which we thoroughly train everyone and instruct everyone to make them all perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet and listened to him speaking. Now Martha, who was distracted with all the serving, said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister is leaving me to do the serving all by myself? Please tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you worry and fret about so many things, and yet few are needed. Indeed, only one. It is Mary who has chosen the better part. It is not to be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. I said to Father Anthony before Mass, why do I get the difficult ones? Because we all know this story, don't we? Martha and Mary. And when we hear it, their names think, oh yeah, the grumpy one and the quiet one. Martha's so often seen as the lesser example for us when compared to Mary. But maybe that's not fair. I suppose you could say I'm a bit of a Martha fan. Mainly because Denise does all this work in our house. Martha clearly seems to be the leader of the family. And Luke tells us that she's the one that welcomed Jesus. She was the person that led the way. She took charge of the hospitality. And it's difficult because that happens in so many families. And I suppose it's a hangover from generations past when the woman of the house was always seen as the one that did the hospitality, the cooking, getting cleaning ready for visitors. But she took charge of the hospitality in the same way as Sarah took charge of the hospitality when the Lord appeared to Abraham. It was always in them days the disciple, the male disciple, that sat at the feet of the teacher, the rabbi. And I suppose the difference is that Mary was not seen as a disciple. And most of the men around would have thought she should be helping Martha. But Jesus was shaking things up. He was trying to break the tradition. The tradition that had been going on for years. But yet Mary was also doing something very important. She was becoming a disciple by taking that place at the foot of Jesus and listening. The unusual place. The place where women were never seen. It was always the men. And Jesus wanted that. He wanted her to be his disciples. And what he was saying is it's not just men. It's women as well. It's everyone is a disciple. So both are admirable in their own way. The servant leader, Martha, doing what needs to be done, busying herself. And Mary, you might say the scholarly one, who was so overwhelmed and excited by this very important person coming to the house that she wanted to get as close as she could to him and listen to what he had to say. And I don't think it's strange that St. Luke set the thing up this way, because this story is in between the story of the Good Samaritan, and straight after this comes the story of the Our Father being given to us. So what he was saying here is, there's two sets of disciples, you might say. There's the one that goes out and does the good thing for a stranger, that serves him, heals his wounds, gets him looked after. But there was also the other group that wanted to know how to pray to God our Father. And it's showing us that we have to make time for prayer, to make time for that space where we can listen to Jesus. It's very hard in this world to actually put time aside just to sit and listen. It is important. And that's as important as doing the things that need to be done in the home or in the workplace. I'm as guilty as anyone, certainly within my working life. Work was always the priority. And I suppose now I'm still doing that. I can't function as a minister here without the support of my wife in the background, who does all the other stuff, keeps the home running. So there's two sides. It's not always the man or the woman. Roles can be reversed. And that's what Jesus is saying to us. We can all minister, whether a man or a woman, no matter what our role in the family. Martha got caught up in the everyday tasks. But Jesus is not scolding her in any way. He's saying those things need to be done. But he's not going to take away from Mary her view that the importance when Jesus was in their house was to listen to what he had to say. So he was challenging the culture of the time. And he still challenges the culture of our time, that we so often follow the same roles. Maybe each of us are happy in our roles because we all get benefits. We all do what we can do. Sometimes it's foisted upon us. But what we've got to do is say, am I following what Jesus wanted me to do? Whether it be like Martha, or whether it be like Mary. It's not the grouchy Martha and the scholarly Mary. It's Martha and Mary together that is the important thing. So, when we leave here today, are we going to get caught up in the things that need to be done? Are we going to forget about spending quality time with Jesus? A few minutes just listening. A few minutes saying a prayer. The world needs shaking up. The world needs ministry of all kinds. The world needs Martha's and the world needs Mary's. It's not one against the other, but it's both attacking the same principles in life of being the servant and sharing. We need to learn from Mary also to spend that time with Jesus. So I'm calling you to be my disciples, regardless of who you are. So how are you going to respond? Radically, I hope, in breaking the mold.